You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at another 8-race programme on Friday, December the 16th. Plenty of good action for us here tonight at Ireland's only all-weather circuit. We begin by featuring a couple of maidens, and then we move on to the real nitty-gritty of handicaps, starting at 6:30, working all the way through to the final race, 9 o'clock, over a mile and a half. My nap comes in the 8:30 as well, so do please stay tuned to that. As ever, we begin with the first race, the 5:30, which is a 5-furlong 2-year-old maiden. In part, has been chalked up favourite here this morning, largely due to that victory couple of starts ago at Navan, where he beat Oakledge fairly comfortably. He was a bit of a disappointment last time out in the Birdcatcher at Nace on heavy ground, but he can be forgiven that. By Oasis Dream should handle the service tonight, but he is up against a couple of horses who are coming here in good form in the shape of Duplication, and more predominantly Alfredo Alcano, and the latter is the selection from the David Marnane stable. It could be a good night for David Marnane. We'll get onto that a little bit later on in the programme, but this horse caught the eye 2 starts ago when staying on strongly in the first time hood from the back of the field, and he did exactly the same last time out after completely fluffing the start. Indeed, he was around about 5 to 6 lengths behind Duplication as they charged past the 3-furlong pole, so he did really well to get within a neck of Joseph O'Brien's charge in the latest stages of the race. He came home in 34 and change as well, which is obviously a very good speed figure, and he's well drawn again tonight, so he's only got to break cleanly tonight here and expect Alfredo Arcano to turn the form around Duplication and hopefully be good enough to beat in part.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then. Not a particularly strong race. Certainly the ones who've had form at this track here recently don't look up to much, but of those that have been showing a little bit, El Aria probably is the one that I'd go with here at a process elimination. She was a bit unlucky a couple of starts ago when she got a terrible draw and she had to run all the way down the wing on the outside. And to be fair to her, she did exactly the same the last day when she finished second behind Landy Cusick. Now, the headgear has gone on for the first time just to kind of concentrate her mind a little bit. But I think the key to her tonight is that she's already beaten 4 of these horses in the shape of Pure Action, Misguided, Dandy Dude and Canade. And she's got a better draw than she had last week. So hopefully tonight everything will be perfectly fine for El Aria to finally get her head in front. She certainly deserves to. A little bit of money as well for Arcadia from the very shrewd operation of the Adrian Keighley stable, but that draw in stall 14 just slightly tempers my enthusiasm on that particular individual tonight. So it's got to be El Aria. Hopefully it'll be full time lucky for Joe Lyons' charge this evening.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, which is the first of the very competitive handicaps here at Dundalk this evening. This comes up at 6:30. It's a mile contest, 0-65. And the solid one here, whichever way you strip this down, has to be Crescendo from the Jim Bolger stable. He's been runner-up on his last 2 starts, behind Twist and Turns a couple of runs ago over 6 furlongs. And then he started quite noticeably in the latter stages behind Lily's Prince in a good time figure here on the 7th of December. He certainly looks as though the way he's shaping anyway, as though he's crying out for a mile. And the fact that he also made his challenge up the inside of the unfavoured inside rail the other night, that definitely suggests to me anyway you can upgrade his performance. Available at back around about 4-1 this morning. Look no further than a solid each way bet then on the inform and consistent Crescendo in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, which is Division 2 of that mile handicap, coming up at 7 o'clock. I'm going to take a little bit of a chance here on Tegan Angel, who gets a chance to run over a mile for the very first time. And given that the way she shaped here the last day behind More Kudos, certainly think an extra couple of furlongs won't go amiss from this four-year-old who was doing some really good late work in that good time figure race won by Mor Kudos. I do think that horse has got a big chance later on in the card, so hopefully Tegan Angel will do the form proud. And also ran quite well the time before over seven furlongs at Nace as well. That stiff track obviously played into this horse's strengths on that occasion. So the very lightly raced, unexposed Tegan Angel, who doesn't look too badly handicapped, in the hands of Pat Smullen this evening, is the each way choice at 8-1 this morning with William Hill in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, which looks a competitive 7 furlong apprentice handicap. It's safe to say that if in doubt in these kind of races, then always go for the old reliable Shabra Emperor, and that's exactly what I tend to do here. Anthony McCann's charge certainly deserved to get his head in front anyway here the last day after that good run the time before behind Vale of Stars in a good time figure. And once again, he came with his traditional power pack run down the centre of the track to run down Knight's Templar and Voyage of Discovery in the latter stage. And that's the key to this horse. He'll probably be slowly away. He'll be dropped out the back. He'll be hooked out wide down the home straight. And hopefully Conor McGovern can tread the same kind of path that he did here last time out. He's probably one of the only genuine 7 furlong specialists in this field here tonight. Quite a few of these either want 6 or a mile, like Honor Oak. So hopefully Shabra Emperor should get the run of the race tonight. And he looks a nice price as well this morning with William Hill at 7-1. So let's go each way with old favourite Shabra Emperor.
Race number 6.
On to race number 6 then, which is a 6 furlong handicap, 0-65 standard. And I'm really keen here on Michael Brown's informed 3-year-old Mor Kudos, who comes here off the back of a very good win, not only visually last time out on the 25th of November, but also on the clock as well. It was a spectacularly fast time indeed of the two divisions on that evening. He was around about 5 lengths quicker than Twists or Turns, who won the other division quite comfortably, beating Crescendo. So hopefully Michael Brown's charge with a similar run through to the what he had the last day from a low draw can get the same kind of effect on this occasion. Ran about 8-1 this morning. I do think that's overpriced, Mor Kudos. So he's the choice there in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest on the card, and what a humdinger this looks to be. This 6 furlong handicap has brought together a star-studded and informed field, particularly Aggression, who I tipped here the last day. I thought he ran really well considering he had a poor track position throughout. If he gets the extra furlong tonight, he's obviously got to be a very lively opponent to quite a few of these. We've got Grey Danube, who took this race last year off the back of a break. So Darren Bunyan's charge has got to be respected, along with Russian Soul as well, who was a bit unlucky here last week. But the main one to stick out here, and my nap of the night is Split the Atom from the David Meyer name stable. Now, this horse has had 3 runs for New Connections, but he's been an eye catcher on each one of those runs, particularly first time out when he caught the eye over 7 furlongs behind 7 left, doing all his best work at the finish from a bad draw. Connections then upped him in trip, which he doesn't stay the next time. He's never won over a mile. From a bad draw, he never really got into the race. But the big eye-catching run was here last week when he finished a never near a fifth behind Over to You in a very strong time figure race, which quite a few of these main protagonists are also in the contest again tonight. So we've got a bit of a guide to how he ran that night. And he ran 33.5 in the first time blinkers off the corner, which suggests to me that he's right coming back to form here, and he's going to be cherry ripe for this race tonight. His course and distance stats are absolutely incredible. He's never finished out the first 3 in 5 starts over tonight's 6 furlong course and distance. So from a decent draw right in the middle of the pack, hopefully they'll go a good gallop. David Marnane, Split the Atom, is taken to go very close here to winning this 8.30.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a 1.5 handicap, 0-75 category. And I'd be against the favourite here, New Direction, despite the fact that this horse has won its last 3 starts. This horse, as of yet, hasn't done any great time figures, and that's what I'm all about. Obviously, if you haven't done a good number, then I can't tip you, particularly at 3-1. So I'm going to pass over New Direction. I think there's a couple worth mentioning here against the field. I can't quite understand why Bulgadin Ladies, an 11-1 poke with William Hill this morning. I'd have this horse in around about a 6-7-1 shot at best. I thought she did really well to win here the last week. week when she was trapped in behind horses, turning into the home straight. She never got a clear run down the lane, but she still managed to finish her race off to such effect that she managed to get up in the closing stages. The first time Eyeshield, which were on, and obviously worked the Oracle there the last day, are on again this evening from a good low draw. I'd expect Burgundy and Lady to be right in the thick of the action and recommend a decent each-way bet on her. But also Brocopondo ran really well here last week as well on the Wednesday behind Shar Jar. Now, I always upgrade horses that run well from a double-figure draw, particularly from this coffin box of stall 14 over a mile and a quarter, because it's a very short run into the bend, and therefore the horses drawn wide have to drop out and forfeit ground early on. So the way that this horse finished off its race to be never near a third, you'd certainly have to mark up Johnny Levens' four-year-old, who is a fairly decent and reliable sort at this track. Much better drawn tonight, Donna O'Connor in the saddle. I'd also expect Brocopondo to easily to outrun his odds and go better than he did here last week. So the two against the field in the final race, a Bulgadin Lady and a massive 11-1, and also a little bit of a saver on Brocopondo. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for Sunday's action, where we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race card at Navan. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.